God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Yeah, when I was a kid, I would see this quote in my wall in my room. Yeah, my mother told me it was my auntie's quote. I don't know. It's, you know, when I was a kid, there was no Facebook, there was no Pinterest, so I would read it before I sleep, and analyze it. What does it mean? I don't really understand what does it mean, until I had the courage and strength to find serenity in IT Park. And I mean, in my dictionary, and I realized serenity is what I'm looking for. Hello, mic check. I like the introduction part because I have to consider you listening. I have to greet you. I have to ask you, how are you? Like, read the script here. Script says, how are you? How are you? Yeah. Like, recently someone asked me, how are you? And just really intentional. I really felt it, but I didn't answer it well because it's just so difficult to answer how are you. Like, I knew, I could sense that she was intentional in her how are you, and ask me how am I. Really appreciated it, but I didn't say it to her that I appreciated her asking me, and I never say thank you. So, you know, at the end of the day, like at night when we were doing the night prayers, I really was, you know, it really hit my conscience that I didn't even said thank you, and I was, you know, I wasn't gracious when I said I'm okay. I just said like I'm okay, that accent, I'm okay, because I kind of feel that time when she was asking me how am I knew, I kind of sense like maybe I was just assuming or projecting. Excuse the honking and the beeping, people are in a rush, you know. Yeah, I'm kind of assuming and that she was asking me because she heard something like a news, but I think it was really a good intention, but I couldn't say it well because it was like, you know, if I'm gonna talk, my worries are I don't answer how are you properly, because my worries are I couldn't express myself well because there's a lot of people and there might be tasks and it might be cut off and the momentum might not be good for the conversation. Like wait a minute, huh? I have to finish this thing here that someone needs me, and I have, well, all of us are not doing well in our lives. All of us, we're pretending, probably. It's not really pretending, but we're being strong. So when we go out, when we socialize, we put our best foot forward, we look amazing, we look charming. But you know, suffering has been constant, and that's why a lot of people think about suicide. Oh, this is a sensitive topic. I just can't get over with the quote Albert Camus, the French philosopher. He was quoted, the only one true philosophical, you know, question is suicide, you know. Yeah, this is a downer. But yeah, so let's start with a joke. Yeah, we didn't start with a joke, we started with a how are you, how are you. Yeah, just, you know. Because, yeah, this is a one-sided conversation. Is this a conversation? This is a podcast. Some podcasts are really one-sided. And you get to know the other side of the people. You get to pick my brain. You get to realize, oh, I've been receiving feedback that they just realized. Like, maybe three people kind of approached me and said, I never thought you were that smart, you know. So, and then there's a person also told me that I was dumb, you know. So, kind of to balance it. I like it when I get criticized because I also don't like feel elated when, you know, someone compliments me. I don't really like compliments because it changes me, makes me, it's like a dosage. It's like a glass of alcohol for me. Now, I've been avoiding alcohol. I'm not addicted to alcohol, but I can sense like it's going there. It's little by little getting that big dosage, you know. I could sense the alcoholism in me. I have to confess, there were times that I would just, it's so hard to admit. There were times I would drink alone. That's dangerous. This is one of the signs. And I did it. And yeah, it was really weird. Really weird. When I was looking back, I felt creepy about it. Sometimes I would just stock a beer in the fridge. And, it's so hard for me to explain it. Kind of feel awkward admitting I'm a stupid. No, not stupid. Like, drinking alcohol alone. It was not one time. It was like, scary. It was like maybe a lot of times, and I started to realize you have to leave it a little bit. And yeah, I haven't been drinking for a while now. Yeah, and this year has been so much better. For the whole Lent, didn't drink. I did once. Yeah, there was the one time invitation that I broke my fast for. I mean, what do you call it? Abstinence for alcohol, because it's, you know, some of my colleagues are leaving the job, and I kind of miss them. So I drank beer, for Lent. Well, I mean, the 40 days supposed to be, at least in my social media, I kind of succeeded. Nearly opened my Facebook. So let's go back to the joke. This is the joke. I find it's funny, but I don't know if you find it's funny. Let's do the corny ones. You know, what will happen if a frog's car breaks down? Huh? What will happen? Answer, it gets towed away. Towed away. Towed away. I think it's better on paper. That joke is funnier on paper. I like the joke. Yeah, let's do an edgy one. Is Google male or female? What do you think? Answer, Google is female. Why? Because Google doesn't let you finish your sentence before making a suggestion. No offense. I'm not. Yeah, but, you know, just a joke. Don't be offended. Women, you're beautiful. You are beautiful, no matter what they say. Yeah. A lot of women struggle with accepting themselves. I know, I've met so many women that I consider beautiful, and they don't even feel beautiful about themselves. Like, I want my hair to be nice. I want my, you know, I just hear it from them. My eyebrow, what do they call it? Eyebrows? Yeah. Eyelashes, and, you know, my nose, my teeth should have braces, you know. Yeah, it's expensive to be women. And I totally understand if women want to marry a rich guy, you know. You have a lot of needs. I mean, you kind of need maintenance for your skin, for your hair, and it's expensive. And, you know, but nowadays, I guess with women that are very independent now, I think a lot of women are fine. I think women should just find a man who is a good listener, goes to mass every Sunday. I think that will make you happy. I mean, a lot of women are inclined to complain. I mean, there are like men who are whiny and complaining a lot. But if you really, I think if you want to have a really happy relationship, find a guy who's not as scared with intimacy. At the same time, good listener, doesn't talk a lot, a good leader who's initiative and planning. But you know, if it's all your preference. If the woman is good at planning, the guy is more like passive because he's more into deep thinking and not really worldly. There are guys like that. Not really, they're just not good at planning because their heads are into a different dimension. They're just thinking about heaven, reading a lot of philosophical books, so it's not really good at planning. But in terms of planning the relationship, at least the guy is really, you know. So, yeah, because women struggle with accepting themselves, so find a guy who just a lot of sense of humor, can make fun about fats. Because, you know, he'll never be skinny forever. Yeah, and for me, yeah, kind of really, I've learned it already. And as relationships grow, that, you know, the body changes, attitude changes. But as long as I think that the both of you are growing, I think the relationship won't fizzle. As long as the two of you are reading books together, going to conferences, really making an effort into thinking about the benefit of each of the other. Because probably after 5 years, that feeling of excitement, that feeling of like the hormones, the hormonal, how do you call it, infatuation, whatever you call it, the excitement about love, the one we call love as a teenager, you know, will fade away. And, you know, it's more of like willing it, intention, putting it in my intention that this is good for him or her. I'm going to do this. I mean, I don't have that, you know, excitement anymore. I don't have that infatuation anymore. I fall out of love, quote unquote, fall out of love is what these young people would say. Fall out of love. When did you fall out of love? Sound sophisticated. Hate people who just likes to sound sophisticated. As if they're so smart. Fall out of love. Is there such a thing? Yeah, you're just lazy. You fall out of love because you're fudging lazy. You know? I mean, if you love a person, you will it. Oh my gosh. Wait a minute. I'm gonna pause a little bit. And we back. And we back. That is Chance the Rapper song. Yeah, we're back after that long commercial. Yeah, we have now an advertiser. I don't know how to do it. Wait a minute. No, I'm just kidding. So I'm putting an ad in the middle. Did you hear the ad? You know, maybe they're kind of, I don't know, I have no control on the ads. I could just pause it and put the ads on. And they could change advertisers back and forth. It's part of the planning here in the podcasting. Yeah, just gotta obey the rules to air this online. Air this in Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. So where were we? We're talking about, halfway through, Is it love and about love and just willing it, intentional? Yeah, the will and the intellect are the two faculties that you want to grow and be strong. And let's just go back to accepting selves. Yeah, I did struggle with it, struggle with accepting myself growing up. You know, I had a friend who'd always tease me. You know, he's a close friend of mine, but, you know, it was just, the insecurity just started to grow because he kept teasing me about my nose. So, I don't know, I don't really feel like it's super flat, but it's really not just, I think he was handsome. Even, you know, that friend of mine died already. Bless his soul, I pray for him. Like, there were times, every time I remember him, pray for him and have mercy on his soul. Yeah, even when he died, I looked at him in his, what do you call that, in his casket, he was still handsome. His nice nose, he has nice eyes, but of course his eyes was closed, But he still looked handsome. Yeah, he looked handsome. That's why he would, like, tease me on my nose, because he has a nice nose. And me, I just had a flat nose, but I was still handsome. You know, every man feels handsome. I'm still confident. Well, not really as handsome as so many other guys out there, but I have my listening and communication skills, and I'm not scared of intimacy, I still have my edge. But yeah, it was really, I struggle with accepting myself, so I would pray that the acceptance prayer, God grant me the serenity to accept things kind of change, like my nose can change, like my skin color, my hair, it's curly, and grant me the courage to do the things, to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I think it's a long prayer, but that was what I always read before sleep, and I would pray it sometimes. Yeah, I would really pray it sometimes. And just last night, I ordered the food through Food Panda. Yeah, I would like to thank Food Panda for sponsoring now. Not yet. I ordered food through Food Panda, and this delivery guy was just saying, "Oh, you're here, sir." And he has a different way, tone, accent. He was like very passionate in terms of like thanking me. "Oh, thank you, sir. You were waiting there, and you know, he was just like, it was some of the customers. They wouldn't even go out of the building, wouldn't go out of the very, very difficult road that they're in their house, and you just waited there. Thank you so much. Really appreciated it." And he was like that, and he was just very grateful. And we had a chit chat a little bit, yeah, and a little bit of chit chat. And then when I was about to leave, he said thank you again. And then what gave me the goosebumps was when I was walking already. He said, "God bless you, sir." And I've never received a "God bless you" just like that. Gave me a goosebumps. He just meant it. That's why I don't say "God bless you." Because sometimes I just don't mean it. "God bless you," it becomes like a cliche. I mean, the word "goodbye" means "God be with you." And then it just became a slang. That's what Neil deGrasse Tyson said. Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson, an atheist, explained it to the podcast, to another podcast, and so I just felt it, and I couldn't get over it, in the way he thanked me, and said "God bless me," and yeah, I think, yeah, you just think of other people's good also. They're also human beings. They may be serving in a restaurant. Some people are like that, kind of feel privileged because I'm a customer here, you know. People are human beings also. And if, you know, the barista, people serving in the restaurant, I don't know, why do some people feel like they're better? Like, just because you have money? Just because you have a good bank account? Now we're all equal. You know? We're all equal. And if you want a delivery, you know, I know you some of people's goals are to be comfortable, be convenient, and where did you get that kind of philosophy? No one bothered to challenge you on that, you know? That's how superficial your friendships are. No one questioned you about your way of thinking, your philosophical stupidity, you know? If all you want is comfort, then, you know, I hope you don't go to heaven. Joe, I want you to go to heaven. Sometimes I just get angry at some people. I mean, why don't you treat other people being equal? I mean, you know, also think about the good of the delivery guy. I know it's his job to find you, but if you live in a place where no landmark, no, you know, difficult to find, what are you, like the one from Taken, the daughter of Liam Neeson? "I will find ya." But you know, I'm just being arrogant because I'm so good, so much better than you all. No, I'm just saying, I'm not being arrogant because I like it, but sometimes we gotta think also about our people. Delivery guy, they're also human beings, you know. They also need to be respected, you know. You know, if you imagine someone, if your boss, because you would text you, call you, you would always care to reply to them. Me, I don't reply to them. I don't care if they fire me. They go, no, please God, no, please don't fire me. You know, so, but sometimes I don't really answer well to my boss. Sometimes I take it for granted because I of my desire to always, like, we're all equals. I have that the kind of attitude. You know, the janitor, I always say hi to the janitor. Yeah, that was also, the janitress was weird. Because I was saying hi to her and she started talking. And I didn't know she was just a student who had a summer job. And I didn't know. I go, yeah, you look young. And then we had a conversation, probably it was like an hour. And she said, like, thank you, sir, for talking to me because I met so many other people who just kind of disregard me and make me feel like I'm not a human being, the way they treat me like I'm a slave, something like that. And she just said, thank you, and I will never forget it. She just said, thank you for talking to me. Yeah, I'm just happy also that, you know, I kind of contributed to being nice to the world. But that's not just the goal, really. I want to be charitable, not just nice. Sometimes being charitable means I'm going to challenge you with your stupid way of living. Yeah. Charitable is not being nice. I don't have a goal to be nice. No problems of people not liking me. Yeah. If they don't like me for who I am, let me think first. No. So, have a good day. Have a good Wednesday morning. Morning. Babush.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.